Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum everyone and welcome to Notes from Nur Hidayat. Welcome to the podcast. I hope that you have been keeping well and safe inshallah. I also hope that this Ramadan episodes has been useful for you and that it has been accompanying you thus far inshallah. So today is another episode of exploring ways as to how we can attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm not alone today. I have somebody, I don't know if we look the same. I doubt so, but some people do say we look the same. But this is my brother, youngest of our siblings. His name is Iman.
Assalamualaikum. My name is Iman Zohakim. 24 years old. I'm still studying. Currently taking my engineering degree. Yes, so that's my life right now.
You are working on your FYP.
Yes.
How is it going so far?
Alhamdulillah. A lot of challenges. It's a new experience coming from polytechnic. There's a different learning environment.
In uni.
In uni and in polytechnic. So in polytechnic. Mm. Yeah, for at least for my discipline. Basically learning how to learn, being academic.
Mm.
Yeah.
A whole new world.
Very different.
And speaking about learning, I think what we wanna learn today, inshallah, is to find ways how we can attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the reasons why I got you on this episode. I think it is really, really important to get people who live life that is very much relatable to a big part of the audience on the podcast lah. We have school, you know, so for some of us, we have work. When I speak about Ramadan, it's not like, oh, I can pause my work, I can pause my school, and then I experience Ramadan. Reality is, Ramadan is around, but I still need to work on my FYP, I still need to attend to my job, I still need to do a ton of things in our day-to-day. And I think this is where today's episode will be useful, inshallah, because we are going to talk about the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has 99 names, and I think that is really beautiful. While it may look like, you know, the quantity is a lot, but actually Allah provides us with a plethora of choices to which that we can relate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than Him just being a God that we serve. There is so many names of Allah that describes who He is, and we are given that 99 options to choose a name that we relate to, that we can practice, and that we can continue to foster, you know, our love and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of these 99 names, do you have a favorite? Like, if you can choose one out of the 99 names, what would that be?
Recently, baru I learned about all these names. So there were so many names I didn't know. And when I went through the different names, there was this experience that I like it. There's a lot of thinking going on. And when you think about things, then you start to relate about your life. You know? But the specific ones was Atawab, which is oft returning. Atawab describes about Allah continuously forgiving somebody if they come into repentance. So that was one. And then the other one is Al-Latif, which is the most subtle. So these two was the key ones. Because Atawab is something that I appreciate more from Allah. Al-Latif is something that
it shapes your perspective of Allah.
Kind of, yeah. And I look up to also. Something that I feel like it's amazing that you can be kind to somebody, but not extravagantly, you know, in subtlety. And that's, to me, that's what love is. The one that relates to me more is Atawab. Life is very challenging. So oftentimes we stray. In a deeper sense, I feel more tied to this name because of the things I go through. It relates deeply with my challenges and my sins. Some days are for you, some days are against you. To a certain extent, I feel like all days are for you. This is how you see it. On days that things are like really hard, you stray, but then Allah gives you challenges. And then suddenly something hits you. You know, you feel down, you feel hurt. And in those easy moments, you forget Allah. But Allah doesn't forget you. And you do a lot of things. We all have our fair share of sins, and we will always make mistakes. That feeling of guilt, you know, when you make a mistake to a human, to somebody else, for example, I make a mistake to you, you will feel a certain sense of macam grudge atau uneasy feeling. And some people in life macam, there's a certain extent apa kan, if somebody keeps hurting you, at one point you feel like, maybe you know, like you can forgive them once in a while, suddenly you feel like macam, even if you forgive somebody, your impression of them just change. They are no longer somebody that you
respect or look up to,
you know, somebody you care, you can care for. Because that's aspect of human, kan? Being perfect. But knowing that Allah is Atawab, He is continuously forgiving you, no matter how many times you make mistakes, how many times, how low you hit, you know, and it's intentional. We make mistakes, and on those days, we sometimes have a thought, macam, you know, Allah don't like this. But we still do it anyways. Despite that, Allah forgive us. And I feel like that's very beautiful. And it's very touching. And to have a creator that is like that. Imagine if Atawab tak exist. Imagine if Allah tak if Allah gives you three tries.
That's the end of us.
Yeah, imagine if Allah gives you three tries. Yeah. And after the third one, then what happens to your life? And that's what happens between...
It becomes meaningless. Eh? Because yeah. God is not going to forgive me anyway.
And that's the feeling that we have with humans. Yeah. But we don't have that with Allah. And that gives, for me, security and also love.
Beautiful sharing. Thank you so much. I don't know if you know this, but when you look at the Quran and when Allah uses the term At-Tawwab, it is usually coupled with another name of Allah. Allah always portrays Himself as not just At-Tawwab, the one that is of forgiving, but At-Tawwabur Rahim, the one who not just continuously forgives you again and again and again, but in His forgiveness for you, He is also merciful to you. And I think that really is beautiful. And like when you take a look at, you know, the different parts of the Quran and how Allah introduces Himself, He will always couple a name of His with another name of His. And I think that is so mind-blowing. Like, I think when you take a look at the 99 names, sometimes we approach it individually.
Mm-hmm.
But the way how Allah pairs His names totally changes the way we see it. Yes, Allah is the most forgiving. I always return back to Him and He was always open to my repentance. But even in that, He is still merciful to me, even after sinning so much, even after, you know, doing things that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in so many ways, Allah says, it's okay, I'm here to forgive you and I'm still merciful to you in the same way how I have been merciful to you for your entire life. I think you bringing up At-Tawwab is really beautiful.
What about you? What are the, out of the 99 names, which names you like most?
To be honest, I felt the same way. The more you learn about each name, it unlocks more consciousness towards Allah. And like, yeah, Allah is this kind of God that we have. If I were to choose, actually I'm more inclined towards, you know, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Him being the most merciful, the most gracious. I think for our conversation, I am actually reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being Ash-Shakur.
Appreciative.
Yes, He is the most appreciative. One thing that I'm really trying to work on this year is to constantly be thankful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, practicing syukur. So being thankful to Allah, being grateful to Allah, and also show my appreciation to the people around me.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where the name of Allah Ash-Shakur comes into play. Because it's always, sometimes when we talk about I want to be grateful to Allah, we feel like it's like a one-sided thing. Oh, Allah has given us all of this. Then, okay, Ya Allah, I'm grateful to you because you are my God, you have created all of this for me. But we don't realize that Allah is Ash-Shakur, He is appreciative. He appreciates that we are grateful to Him. He appreciates that we are seeking repentance in Him. He appreciates that we are putting in every single effort that we have, every single energy that we have to want to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think as we tread through life, sometimes we try to find this in people. Like when I do some example, I do something for you. Then at some point, I hope that you are appreciative for the things that I've done, right? Even if a person can show appreciation to us for the things that we have done, sometimes it is not enough. Like, you feel like they could have appreciated you a little bit more with the things that you have done, the things that you have sacrificed. But realizing that Allah is Ash-Shakur, I feel that He is the best place for us to seek appreciation. That also shows how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He is God. He is Allah. Why should He be appreciative of the things that we do? Like, if He can choose, right? If He chooses to not be appreciative of things, I think we'll still be okay because that's who we are. We are His servants and we should be appreciative of Him, not Him being appreciative to us. But Allah being appreciative tells us a lot about Him acknowledging every single effort that we have put in a journey towards Allah. It also reminds us that if Allah, the one who created us, shows appreciation, then what about us? You know, showing appreciation to Him and showing appreciation to the people around us as well. Of course, there are other beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I think at this moment, I relate to Ash-Shakur the most. So speaking about, you know, attaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we learn the 99 names of Allah, do you know that there's a hadith that when a person learns or memorizes the 99 names of Allah, they will enter paradise?
No idea.
There's a hadith on that. So if you learn about the 99 names, and of course learning is not just, oh, I listen to the song and I memorize all the 99 names, but it's about learning, understanding and emulating it in our daily life. When we are able to do that, we are actually on the path towards paradise, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Speaking about emulating, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you think you can practice this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your daily life? And Allah loves those who emulate His beautiful names. Mm-hmm. How do you think that you can emulate At-Tawwab in your day-to-day to reflect that beautiful name of Allah.
There is a lot of scenarios in your life that piss you off.
Yeah.
There's people who don't like
you. Test your patience.
Yeah. Some people test your patience intentionally. Some people don't have intentions to lah.
So, they just created it.
Yeah. Memang just irritating. Yeah. But
memang, we are irritating to each other lah sometimes.
But we are irritating to some people, but we don't know.
Yeah,
true. So that's just a fact. That we need to be patient and have a better perspective of others. To put this in the life, again, I think it's self-accountability or self-reflection. How you go through life. Because in this day and age, it's so easy to just zoom through life. Because we don't have moments of clarity. We don't have moments of daydreaming. Again, daydreaming used to be a thing back then. When we didn't have phones. When we didn't have social media.
So the lull period we daydream. Okay.
And it's very beneficial, especially right now, it's very key in your life that you have to daydream. Daydreaming in the sense that you put yourself in thought. You start thinking about things in your life. You start thinking about how your day is going, what type of person you want to be. You start thinking about, oh, what happened yesterday, what happened tomorrow. But because of the phone, because of social media, Instagram, TikTok, we don't get that anymore. We don't think, we don't reflect at all. Mm-hmm. And that's very common. Yeah. So I think one way to put to make use of Allah's name and emulate it in life is to first have time for it.
Make time for it.
Yeah, make time for it. So what I did is I tried to cut down my social media so that I have moments in my life that I can just ponder. When I'm walking, for example, on the way to school, I don't try not to use earpiece. Or maybe like when I'm resting in between studies, study periods, I'll take a walk. So these moments are the times that I think about life and think about how I'm treating other people, how other people are treating me. What are my goals? What are my dreams? Am I doing the things that I need to get done? And once you have that thought process running, because your mind is your main, it's your main engine. Your mind decides what you do with your life. So once you have that thought gun, and then comes the action. You cannot have an action without thought.
Yeah,
so that's what I feel like. And the more you think about it, the more you will be able to put it into reality. But if you don't think about it, suddenly, tiba-tiba, you go for a lecture, and then somebody mentions to you, oh, you should emulate like three names. After that lecture, you takkan.
Yeah, you won't do it.
Yeah, thought and action.
I love that you mentioned about making time for it. I think there are so many important things about our deen, our religion, that we know it's important, but we don't actually allocate a time for it, even if it's just a short time, a 5-minute thing, in your day-to-day. So that's a beautiful application. I think for mine, it will be a little bit more simpler because it's about appreciation, right? So emulating it is to begin to appreciate all the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, to appreciate life in itself that Allah has given me, the very fact that I'm still alive. Ya Allah, I want to be thankful for it and I want to show appreciation. And of course, this appreciation is shown by obedience towards Allah, right? Ya Allah, I'm grateful for today, which is why I pray. Because I want to show Allah that, Ya Allah, I'm so appreciative for you, for what you have given me. And also, I think, to be appreciative of our own selves. Because I think for all of us, regardless of our age, we have lived life quite a bit.
Yeah,
and we have gone through this journey, this process, that sometimes we forget to appreciate ourselves for threading through it. Because at the end of the day, the one who is going through your challenges is yourself. And sometimes we don't take the time to Hidayah, I'm so grateful for you. I appreciate all of the things that you have went through. I appreciate that there were days where it was difficult, but you still went through it. There were days where you struggled, for example, with your relationship with Allah, and then you keep trying to come back to Him. The third one would be, of course, appreciation towards the people around us. I think every day, I can say it for myself, I'm so grateful for you, right, in my life. I'm so grateful for our parents. I'm so grateful for my husband. I'm so grateful for our other brother as well. We're so grateful for our cat. But sometimes when you're grateful for something, the information is within you.
Yes.
And then we don't really show appreciation to the people around us, even by saying it. Iman, I'm so grateful that you are on the podcast today. I am appreciative that you exist in my life. I'm appreciative that you are my brother. Mm-hmm. And I think it's something that I want to consciously do more of it, especially this year, now that I've set myself to want to practice thankfulness, right, inshallah, in my day-to-day. But if you are the kind of person that is shy, you're not so close to your sibling, and then sometimes can get awkward, you knock on the door, I appreciate you today. What do you want? There must be something, So it could be showing appreciation in the form of a gift, or it could be through a text message, or it could, you know, point is, let them know that you are grateful for them. Let them know that you love them. Because that is the practice of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There was one time, a sahaba came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, "Ya Rasulullah, I love so and so." And then Rasulullah is like, "Does this person know that you love him?" Then the sahaba said, "No, they don't." So that is the nature of the companions at that point in time. So that was when Rasulullah said, go to that companion that you love and tell him that you love him. So practicing that is even, you know, part of the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sometimes it may get awkward to want to show appreciation, but know that it's for a bigger purpose, emulating the names of Allah. It will allow you to attain the love of Allah, and you're actually practicing the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
About appreciation.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's a quite a deep topic. Because macam, if we want to appreciate somebody, you know, we mention things that are obvious to us. For example, oh, they bought us something, you know, or they did this for us, that for us. When it comes to loved ones especially, I feel like, so for example, like you.
Okay? Like me. Okay.
You do some things for me, some things that I don't see, you know, or maybe family, you know, or maybe the way our parents treat us.
Yeah.
So sometimes, certain parents might be a bit rough, and that might boil down to maybe their upbringing, or the things they go through. So appreciating somebody over the things that we know is easy.
Yeah.
But being able to change our perspective and really see how somebody is and why they are doing certain things, you know, like why our parents is scolding us from doing this or doing that. You know, you cannot just say, okay, okay, I appreciate my parents for scolding me.
Yeah, it's like,
or even friends, yeah, or sisters, siblings. So I think it's also important to think about the things that we do not know and start maybe like take this opportunity like, to appreciate somebody and to create a better connection is that maybe there are some things that they do for us. Like for you, you know? Like growing up, same time stay in the same house, kan?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, and then we, apa, siblings, kan? So bertekak kat rumah.
We fight, of course.
Yeah. So there's moments that
I fight more with you compared to our other brother, right?
Yeah. So when we always have like, macam, like,
friction.
Yeah,
lah.
Friction.
Don't know for what.
So I'm not exposed myself. Back then, I didn't understand. Macam, why you do certain things, you know? And sometimes memang just
knowing,
yeah, just knowing. Yeah, but then as I grow up, start to see macam as a sister. Kan, I think it's a first sibling thing, you know. Kakak sulung atau abang sulung.
Calling out to all the elders.
They have like this trait kan, about caring, about buying food. Yeah, but I don't see, I only saw macam balik and then ubah sikit je, be friction. So I think appreciation, it's not just for things that you know, but also things that you don't know. To put yourself in a, to have a better perspective, to really think about how does my loved ones love me. Because sometimes you do things for the people you love, but they do not know it.
Then in the same way, we may not know the things that people are doing for us.
Correct.
I think that really teaches us a lot of humbleness as well, and to always think good about others. And I really like that perspective that you have given us. You know, we don't always think about how does this person love me through their love and then do all of those sacrifices. Time flies. We're actually approaching the end of our episode. However, I would like to ask you, is there like a quote that you resonate to, or a Quranic verse, hadith of the Prophet, literally anything that you hold on to that is useful for you on your journey so far?
I think one of the most recent quotes that I heard is about fear. Fear is a mile wide, but an inch deep. So what it means is that fear in its face, it looks humongous, it's crazy. But actually, if you take a step into it, it's not as bad as it seems. It's an inch deep, it's a shallow water. Yeah, so whenever you guys go through something that you feel like, you know, be it in deen or dunya, you feel like you can't do it, you have a sense of fear, know that fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And it's usually the first step that is the super hardest.
But the step that you need the most.
Like. And the only way to get over fear is to confront it truthfully. Fear brings you to greater heights, that's all.
Inshallah. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into this episode. Be it if you're listening or if you're watching us. Thank you, of course, Iman.
Thank you for having me.
Being here and sharing your thoughts on this. I am sure that many would resonate and would benefit from it, inshallah. All that is good comes from Allah. We apologize for any of our shortcomings. Do stay tuned to more episodes this Ramadan, inshallah, and I hope they will continue to accompany you in this blessed month. And if you have any thoughts about this episode, you can always let us know. If you'd love to see Iman again on another episode, you know, Let us know also. I can always talk more with him anytime, inshallah. Thank you, everyone. And Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.